M-A-N.
Nick, before we get started with the program this morning, we do want to once again pass along the information that Riley County Police have confirmed that the human remains discovered over the weekend in Ogden are that of Ashley Mice, the 31-year-old who had been missing from Ogden since May 17th.
And another addition to that, I believe, from what I read it briefly real quick as I was coming into the studio, the press release, and I believe they said that the autopsy indicated no foul play in that. So, just an addition there.
No indications of foul play.
Yes. So, well, welcome in. Thursday morning in focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Nick McNamara. I'll be here with you the whole hour. Also, who's going to be here with me the whole hour? Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Lyle Butler. Lyle, thanks for coming in the studio.
Well, good morning, Nick, and good morning, Dave. And yes, it is, I can tell people, it is a chamber. If you haven't been out today, you need to go out. It is a Chamber of Commerce type day, and we love this kind of weather. Cool mornings, warm afternoons, this is perfect.
Did you do anything for Chamber of Commerce Day yesterday?
Worked.
He worked.
I worked.
Worked as a chamber guy,
worked
right?
Worked as a chamber guy. But Dave actually sent that to me, and I didn't know that the Chambers of Commerce had a day.
I've never seen it before myself, or I would have told you. It came up on one of my pages. You know, I go through all kinds of stuff. And there it is, local Chamber of Commerce type of day. So I emailed all you chamber types and said, hey.
You did.
You know?
Celebrate.
Well, next time I think you need to have a big Chamber of Commerce type lunch thing to celebrate. So
lunch?
Apparently it's an October 17th thing.
Okay. Mark it on the calendar.
Let me double check on that.
Yeah, mark it on the calendar. Is there a Lyle Butler day?
That's coming up February 28th.
February 28th. That's my day. Okay. I will let that go. Anyway, the weather is great. People need to enjoy it. That's what fall in Kansas is all about. Not the snow we had a few days ago or some of the cold rain, but the beautiful, beautiful weather that we're having now is what I love about this time of year in Kansas.
It's the third Wednesday. It's not the 17th. It's the third Wednesday of October.
I got to remember that.
They should switch those to Tuesdays just so that that's more of a local interest type thing so that you can celebrate them at your Tuesday coffee breaks. Mm-hmm.
See, around here, we have a Chamber of Commerce Day once a month.
We do.
We outreach all those national
That's
things.
Right. I thank you for that. I was just telling Nick that that I've been the chamber director for 18 years, so I've been coming out here for 18 years doing In Focus, going back a few news directors.
You got four shows left, dude.
I know. Boy, we got to make them good.
Yeah, we have to.
Because after that, I'm not out of here. I just won't be here.
Yeah, exactly. You're staying in the area.
You know what his next job is?
What's that?
Morning show host.
Oh, how about that?
Co-host.
Yeah,
Dave.
Yeah,
host.
Dave.
Oh, okay.
Dave's the funny guy.
I'll be the serious.
So, yesterday we were talking about your new podcast, Dave, with Jim Jeanette from Manhattan Area Technical College, and now we're going to have another podcast with Lyle Butler.
There you go.
It's going to be I'm looking forward to next year's lineup, Dave.
Yeah, it'll be really good. People will be tuning in.
All right. If you just tuned in, we're talking with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Lyle Butler. Last month, we kind of missed out on you. You were off on a personal vacation.
Yeah. Once in a while, I get a personal vacation, and so I figured between now and February the 28th, I better take it or I lose my vacation. So but it's always good to come back home, and I was able to use our great air service that we have here in Manhattan, and my wife and I flew out on American Airlines, and we took a little trip out to California, and it was kind of one of those bucket list type things, and wanted to go to San Francisco and some of the great locations along the coast there in San Francisco, kind of an iconic city. And then we went up into Napa Valley a little bit, wine country. And so beautiful area. We were very fortunate. We had beautiful, beautiful weather while we were out there. We lucked out because people said, oh, gosh, last week it weather wasn't good. And in San Francisco, people know it always seems to fog in. We saw very little fog and had wonderful, wonderful weather. So it was a great time, and we had great air service from here to Dallas and Dallas nonstop. The one thing that we did get to do is that there was a relatively brand new aircraft that American Airlines is flying called the Dreamliner. And it is an incredible aircraft. And number one, it's the first airplane I have been in many, 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 many years. I don't make enough money to fly first class, so I was not flying first class. But when we sat down in our seats, my wife said, "Are you sure we're in our right seats?" And I said, "What do you mean?" And she says, "Look at the leg room we've got." From the edge of my knees to the seat in front of me, there was probably 15 inches, and normally there's no room. I'm not that tall. And the seats were wide and comfortable, and it was one of the aisles were wide. I mean, it was an incredible aircraft, and the special features on it. It's the Dreamliner that they call it, nickname it, and it's a beautiful, beautiful aircraft. Anybody gets a chance to fly on it, it's one of the most comfortable flights that you'll ever have. So that was great. That was just going from Dallas to out to San Francisco.
Maybe I'll have to try that out because I'm not the best on planes. So maybe that experience will make me a little more comfortable.
You got to look and see if you can find a Dreamliner because that's the first time I've flown on that. I think they've been out about 2 years. So it's a pretty new aircraft. It's big. It seats, across, they have configuration where there's three, and then there's an aisle, and then there's four, and then there's another aisle, and there's three. So it's a big aircraft, but there's plenty of room. And you get to watch live TV in front of you, so you can watch your
live?
ESPN. It's live. It's not taped. You can watch movies and things like that, but you can ESPN if you're watching a ball game or something like that. You can tune that in. The windows are huge on this aircraft. They aren't the little tiny portholes. They're great big huge windows, and they're tinted, and you get to control the tint. So it depends upon how much light you want in, if you want it, and it's just all automatic. So it all these features on it, it's an incredible aircraft.
The future's here.
Yeah. Free Wi-Fi?
Yes, free Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi?
Free Wi-Fi.
Okay.
It was
now,
great.
Now, what were the snacks and the drinks that were available
Who
to
cares?
You for free?
You're selling Dave already.
Yeah.
I don't care where I'm going to go. I know I'm going to go.
Yeah, okay.
You can tell me where to go,
okay.
Literally and figuratively.
All right. Okay.
He just wants to be
I just want
plane.
To go.
Yeah. So, incredible aircraft. We didn't get that coming back, that was at least got an experience on that airliner. I've read some stuff about it. It's a highly technical aircraft. We did not even know that we had taken off. I mean, that is how incredible this is. And when we landed, it was the smoothest landing that I have ever been on. And I fly about once a month for either business or personal. And I don't think – in fact, my wife said, "Have we landed yet?" I said, "Yeah, we've already landed." I mean, it was just – it's an incredible piece of technology. I guess I'll put it that way.
That's a glowing review.
Review.
I'll take it in consideration
okay.
next
yeah.
time I have to go
all right.
somewhere.
All right. Yeah, you have to look it up and see if you get to have that.
And made
feature.
In the USA.
Okay. Made in the USA.
Boeing.
And
Boeing.
That's correct.
As a California native, I will say I'm from Los Angeles, not San Francisco, but I will recommend if you go back and you're looking for more Napa Valley type experiences, Russian River. Head up to the Russian River. You'll find some good places up there.
Well, okay. Well, when I retire, I can do some more traveling. But
right.
but at least it was good to get a good break. We did last week, just to mention, we didn't kind of have this on the agenda, but a week ago there was a large delegation from Manhattan and Junction City and Fort Riley that went back to Washington, D.C. for the Association of the United States Army. And you may have had your city, I think you've had your city folks in, they may have mentioned that.
Yeah, the mayor and Ron Fear
right.
talked about that.
And it's a great, I've been able to go to that for the last, I think, 13 odd years, and it's a great opportunity to promote Fort Riley and the great men and women that we have out here, to be able to meet with our elected leaders, to be able to meet with the top Army brass, so to speak, so that we get to tell our story about Fort Riley and how important it is to the Flint Hills region. And there was some, I think I heard Ron Fear when he was on earlier, or the mayor, talk about that we got some good news, and then there was an announcement of a small unit, although it's not thousands of soldiers, it's addition to Fort Riley, And we heard that there were going to be several of those announcements coming up over the next months, 12 to 18 months, that we may hear of some other units like that coming to Fort Riley. So we were real excited about that news. And I think that as tribute to our local elected officials, our business leaders from Manhattan and Junction City, and the great folks that we have at Fort Riley, the all working together to make sure that Fort Riley stays a great, viable installation that it has for over 150 years.
And was that your biggest takeaway from the annual meeting and exposition, or was there something else that was presented there that was also really big in your mind?
Well, I think I'm not an expert in military, but I know that the Army in particular is doing in the process of doing a major revamp on how in the future, today and in the future, how we're going to deal with fighting wars. And of course, one of the big things that's occurred everywhere, and we see it in the news and in the news media, is cybersecurity. I mean, there's different ways of fighting enemies in this day and age. And of course, our country's been affected by that, by people that don't like us or would like to change our ways or influence our elections or those kinds of things. But it's just really interesting that the military is making a huge, the Army in particular, is making some huge switch that they were announcing some of the ways that they're going to be tackling, I guess I should say, the future forces that don't like us. And so it's like everything else in business. And you and I, before we went on the air, were talking about that in the early days I was in radio, and the technology and how you operate today in news or sports or what Dave's doing is changed dramatically. Well, the military, it's like anything else. The way we fight wars, that we deal with terrorism, are very different than 30 years ago.
And that, very
was,
true.
That was the last time that they made a major revamp. So, but for us locally, the most important thing is the fact is that Fort Riley is still being considered a very viable post, a great training facility, And I think that it's good news for our future here at Fort Riley.
Definitely. Congressman Marshall described it as a step in the right direction.
It is a step in the right direction. And again, we work very closely with our federal elected officials. And of course, I know that you have Perry Wiggins on, who is executive director of the Governor's Military Council. And that was formed many years ago to help not just with Fort Riley, but all of our military installations. The military installations, all of them combined, Fort Riley being the biggest in the state, but it's billions and billions of dollars of economic impact to the state of Kansas. So we often talk about the aircraft industry. We talk about our livestock industry that we have in the state. We talk about the grain industries that we have in the state. Huge, also multi-billion dollars. But if any one of those were to be taken away or reduced substantially, it has a major economic impact on our state and on Manhattan in particular, and Fort Riley and Junction City and really all of our Flint Hills community. So most of it was good news, and we got a chance to meet with our federal lobbyist who works specifically on military that the state of Kansas and local communities pay for. So it was great to get an update from the firm on how it's going, because they're there to keep not just Fort Riley, but McConnell Air Force Base, Forbes, all of Leavenworth, all of our military installations viable, and make sure the federal folks and the Army and the Defense Department knows about the great qualities we have here in Kansas.
I think it's time for our first break of the morning. When we come back, we'll have more with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Lyle Butler. So stay tuned for more in Focus here on News Radio KMAN.